Good morning and welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by.
Life has stuck the pin in the bone. Spring is here. Why doesn't my heart go dancing? Spring is here. Why isn't the waltz entrancing? No desire, no ambition leads me. Maybe it's because no. Doesn't the night invite me? Maybe it's because nobody loves me. Spring is here.
Fitzgerald with the Rodgers and Hart classic Spring is Here. She recorded that in 1956 as part of her songbook series, that of course coming from the Rodgers and Hart songbook. And she opens this morning's program, and we're going to celebrate the coming of spring. Well, I know it isn't here officially yet. We did get started this weekend with putting the clocks forward. And yes, we managed to get to the station on time this morning. So all is going well. Anyway, with the weather kind of letting up a bit out there in Ottawa, we've had a lot of rain over the last little while, and we're going to be celebrating that in song too, along with the milder weather that we've been having, and it's on its way. And we've got lots of lovely singers and musicians for you this morning as we celebrate the coming of the milder weather. We're going to go next to the lovely Judy Garland from her Capital series, and she's going to bring us a number that is very much associated with Al Jolson, written by Buddy De Silver and Louis Silvers, and that is April Showers. Then we're going to go back 20 years to 1935 to a group called the Harlem Hotshots. Now, I wasn't very familiar with this group, so I looked them up, and there's quite a nice lineup here, led by trumpeter Wingy Minone, and he's joined by Matty Matlock on clarinet, Eddie Miller on tenor sax, Gil Bowers on piano, Nappy Lamar on guitar, Harry Goodman on bass, and Ray Baduk on drums. They're going to bring us the number this morning, written by Teddy Powell, March Winds and April Showers. And the vocals on that are provided by two of the band members, Wingy himself and Nappy Lamar. And after that one, we will go to the lovely sultry tones of Peggy Lee from her Capitol transcription sessions made in the 1940s. 1946, she recorded the classic Harold Arlen, Johnny Mercer number, Come Rain or Come Shine. We'll start with Miss Garland and April Showers.
When April showers may come your way, they bring the flowers that bloom in May. So when it's raining, have no regrets, because it isn't raining rain, you know, it's raining violets. When you see clouds upon the hill, you know they'll bring crowds of daffodils. So just keep looking for a bluebird and listening for his song. Whenever April showers come along, just keep looking for a bluebird and listening for his song. Whenever April showers come on.
and April showers
make way for sweet Mayflowers.
And then comes June and moon and you.
A moon and a moon.
March winds and April showers, romance will soon be ours. An outdoor paradise for two.
That's me on the outside, baby.
With your lips to mine,
mm-hmm.
In a thrill divine.
That's fine.
I'll be so inspired.
Mama.
I will get to the moon for a toy balloon.
That's something.
March winds and April showers
make way for happy hours.
And Maytime.
June time.
Love time and you.
Hi, this is Randy McKelligan. Join me every Sunday between noon and 2 p.m. for the finest in jazz. In Transition surveys jazz from the past, present, and everything in between. From Armstrong to Ellington, established and up-and-coming stars to the latest trends in jazz. In Transition on CHUO-FM 89.1.
And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. You've just been listening to three songs about milder weather and the approaching season of spring. We heard first from Judy Garland and April Showers from 1956. The Harlem Hotshots, led by Wingy Minone, great Dixieland trad jazz artist. From 1935, March Winds and April Showers. And we just heard the lovely tones of Peggy Lee, Come Rain or Come Shine. Well, we're going to move on and get to looking at some rainbows. We haven't seen many lately, and looking forward to seeing the first rainbow in spring. So let's just put the idea out there and hope we get to see one soon. We've got two songs coming up by two lovely vocalists. We're going to hear first from Nat King Cole. Frequently we hear him with his trio, and this morning I believe we're going to be hearing him with an orchestra. From 1950, a song written by Peter DeRose and Carl Stillman. And it's not one that I'm familiar with, but oh, it's a lovely song, and of course Nat King Cole does it so beautifully. Paint Yourself a Rainbow. And then we're going to go to Mr. Como, a wonderful, relaxed, warm tones of Perry Como. From an album that I found some time back, and it's very nice. It has some of his rarer or less common recordings. It's called The Best of the War Years. So I don't have a date for this, but probably in the late mid-1940s. He's going to bring us, a very famous song about rainbows, and that's I'm Always Chasing Rainbows. And it was written by Harry Carroll and Joe McCarthy. And there'll be a little bit of an introduction to that song. I believe it was taken from a radio broadcast. Two songs about rainbows, and we'll start with Nat King Cole and Paint Yourself a Rainbow.
Paint yourself a rainbow around your heart any time that the world gets you down. Take some green from the fields, some red from the rose, some white from the sand. Who needs rain for rainbows? Add a bit of blue from your baby's eyes and some gold from the gold in her hand. A little love can be the paintbrush for your work of art. Just paint yourself a rainbow around your heart. Now you add a bit of blue from baby's eyes and some gold from the gold in her hair. A little love can be the paintbrush for your work of art. Just paint yourself a rainbow round your heart. Just paint yourself a rainbow around your heart.
Perry Como and the Kostelanitz Orchestra.
Mm-hmm. the rainbow there's happiness, and to find it how often I try. But my life is a race, just a wild goose chase, and my dreams have all been denied. Why have I always been a failure? What can the reason be? I wonder if the world's to blame. I wonder if it could be me. I'm always chasing rainbows, watching clouds drifting by. My schemes are just like all of my dreams, ending in the sky. Some fellas look and find the sunshine. I always look and find the rain. Some fellas make a winning sometime. I never even make a game. Believe me, I'm always chasing rainbows, waiting to find a little bluebird in
Bridgehead is celebrating a decade of serving great coffee and tea to the Ottawa community. Bridgehead supports small-scale farmers by offering 100% fairly traded and organic coffees and teas. Their commitment to social responsibility means grower families receive more money for their coffee and cooperatives receive more money for special projects chosen by the community. Bridgehead wants to thank you for your support over the past decade and looks forward to serving you a tasty coffee, tea, and freshly baked good at one of their 12 Ottawa locations.
And you've just been listening to Perry Como and I'm Always Chasing Rainbows. Before that, Nat King Cole and Paint Yourself a Rainbow from 1950. My name is Stephanie Robinson. You're listening to I've Heard That Song Before. We're here on your dial at 89.1 FM, CHUO at the University of Ottawa. And this morning we're celebrating a little break in the winter weather, and spring is just around the corner. In fact, I believe it starts next Sunday. I thought we'd get a bit of a jump on it. The clocks going forward gave me the idea, and we've got a little bit more light at the end of the day. And there's a light at the end of the tunnel. Warm weather coming along, and we're celebrating it in song today, and we've got three songs coming up about breezes and wind and rain. So we've got a little bit of that to come up too in the next few months. We're going to listen next to one of the loveliest musicians in the jazz field, and that is Johnny Hodges. Just the most beautiful tone on the alto sax, very distinctive. As soon as you hear him, you know who he is. And we've got a couple of songs featuring him today, and we're going to hear one of them next, and that is A Gentle Breeze, recorded in 1951. And he's accompanied by some friends in the studio, Emmett Berry on trumpet, Lawrence Brown on trombone. He, of course, is playing the alto sax. Billy Strayhorn, by the way, is providing the piano on that one. And of course, they were both leading members of the Duke Ellington outfit. Then we're, excuse me. Then we're for a little change of pace, we're going to stay with the Breeze theme and go to Jess Stacy's All Stars. And they recorded the number Breeze, and I don't know who wrote it. I couldn't find any credits for it. It could well have been Jess himself. He did a little bit of songwriting from time to time. From 1939, one of the many recordings he made for the great Commodore label. And he, by the way, is accompanied in the studio by Irving Frazola on clarinet, Eddie Miller again on sax, Les Jenkins on trombone, Jess, of course, is playing the piano, Sid Weiss on bass, and who's on the trumpet but Billy Butterfield. What a nice lineup there. Then we're going to go to the Bob Crosby Orchestra, one of the very fine big bands in the 1930s and into the 40s, fronted by Bob Crosby, of course. And they did both Hot and Sweet. And we're going to hear a Sweet number from 1940 with Marion Mann providing the lyrics on a number written by Jack Lawrence and Clara Edwards, With the Wind and the Rain in Your Hair. We'll start with Mr. Hodges and A Gentle Breeze.
Thank you. and I dream of you, yeah, with the wind and the rain in your hair. I held you tight as you whispered good night, with the wind and the rain in your hair. Now it will be my favorite memory, that vision of you standing there in the mist, how you sighed when we with the wind and the rain in your hair.
It's official. It's tax time again. If you want help filing this year, call and make your appointment with DoubleCheck Income Tax Services. DoubleCheck has been a trusted and reliable tax professional for 28 years now. DoubleCheck can do either Ontario or Quebec taxes. They specialize in helping independent business owners and landlords. They're centrally located at 251 Bank Street at Cooper, Suite 502. Don't delay getting that refund. Call DoubleCheck Income Tax at 613-235-3933. That's 613-235-3933.
And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. My name is Stephanie Robinson. This morning we're listening to some songs about milder weather, looking ahead to the beginning of spring at the end of the week. And also a little more light at the end of each day. The clocks went forward last night, and we all managed to get to the station on time this morning, which is a triumph because we're able to bring you some nice music. We've just heard from the lovely alto sax of Johnny Hodges. A Gentle Breeze was the song from 1951. Jess Stacy and his All-Stars, great group, from 1939 brought us Breeze, the song Breeze. And we also heard from Bob Crosby and his orchestra with singer Marion Mann with The Wind and the Rain in Your Hair. We have another lady singer coming up right now, and that's from 1944, Ginny Simms. Perhaps not a household name amongst vocalists, at least in terms of being remembered from the golden age of popular song, but a lovely voice nonetheless, and very popular in her day. She's going to bring us a song by an equally popular songwriting team, and that's Johnny Burke and Jimmy Van Heusen. Suddenly It's Spring. Well, yes, it is. It's not quite spring yet, but it certainly feels like it out there. And it came out of nowhere after all that snow. And then we're going to go to Miss Billie Holiday, another of our great lady vocalists, with the wonderful jazz group led by Teddy Wilson from 1937. And they're going to bring us a song written by Nacho Herb Brown and Arthur Freed. And that is Sunshowers. And I'll just mention the lineup that day in the studio was Buck Clayton on trumpet. Buster Bailey provided the clarinet. We're here again from Johnny Hodges on alto sax. Lester Young on tenor sax. Teddy Wilson, of course, on piano. The rhythm section, Alan Royce on guitar and Cozy Coles on drums. And the lovely Miss Holiday providing the words. Then we're going to go forward to 1949. To the great songwriting team of Richard Rodgers and Oscar Hammerstein from one of their loveliest stage and film musicals, and that is South Pacific. We're going to hear from the original Broadway cast version, which was recorded in 1949. It was just a blockbuster on Broadway. And the young male lead in the show was Joe, I think it was Lieutenant Joe Cable was the character. And he was played by William Tabbert, who's going to bring us one of the loveliest songs from the Rodgers and Hammerstein Library, Younger Than Springtime. Let's start with Ginny Sims and Suddenly It's Spring.
Why is my heart dancing? Imagine dancing. You look at me and suddenly it's spring. Why do I keep sighing? Not sad, just sighing. I'm young and free, and suddenly it's spring. High on a hilltop, love is calling. Someone should wish me happy falling. No more being lonely. Can I be lonely? You look at me and suddenly
thank you. Younger than
Younger Than Springtime from the Rodgers and Hammerstein musical South Pacific, sung by William Tabbert from the original Broadway show, 1949. Teddy Wilson and Billie Holiday brought us Sun Showers from 1937, and we started out with Ginny Sims and Suddenly It's Spring. We have a couple more songs coming up this morning in our celebration of the advance of the season. We're almost in spring. I believe it starts next Sunday. So we're stealing a march on March. I guess that's the way to put it. Anyway, I hope you've enjoyed our songs about milder weather and nicer things to come. This morning we have a couple more for you. Tommy Dorsey is going to bring us our next song, and that's from 1937. And it was an arrangement he made of the Spring Song by Felix Mendelssohn, done by Tommy and the orchestra in 1937. And we'll end with our salute to the rain, what else but Gene Kelly from 1954 and the title song to the blockbuster movie Singin' in the Rain.
Let the stormy clouds chase everyone from the place. Come on with the rain, I've a smile on my face. I'll walk down the lane with a happy refrain.
just singing, singing in the rain. Dancing in the rain. I'm happy again. I'm singing and dancing in the rain. Singing in the
rain. That concludes this week's edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Please stay with us now for In Transition with Randy McGilligott. 2 hours of great jazz coming up for this afternoon. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and thanks so much for joining me today on I've Heard That Song Before.